I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is good reason to become frightened when you notice a strong wind. Here on the coast, strong winds will break boughs of cedar and fir and send them crashing down on homes and cars. You don't go for a walk in the woods when the winds threaten to bring the forest down on top of you. In the mountains and hills of the interior, flames of fire become frightening when strong winds cause them to leap over deep ravines and ignite the ridge of trees on the other side. Those same strong winds blow smoke and ash far away, causing the horizon to be obscured, turning the sun into a ghostly burnt orange. You don't walk the streets of the city when these strong winds move the evidence of destruction and death in front of your eyes as smoke and ash. On the water, strong winds are a sign to any wise paddler that you should turn your boat around and head for shore to outrun the wings of wind catching your bow. When he noticed the strong winds, he became frightened. Peter stepped out of the wind-tossed boat to cross over the waves and be where a ghostly apparition of Jesus said, "Come." Like Moses telling the Israelites they could cross through the Red Sea, Jesus tells Peter he can leave the boat and ride on the wings of the wind. So he tests his faith and steps forward to see if it really is Jesus. But he sees and feels the dangerous strength of the winds and falters. The brief thrill Peter felt, being lifted by the wind to surf over the waves, became a sinking feeling when he felt how those same winds could drown him. Riding on top of chopping waves in your canoe with the wind at your back can be exhilarating. If you focus on the path of the wind and the shape of the waves, you can ride on the top of the waves and surge forward. Like a surfer catching a big one, your canoe rides those waves and you are propelled faster than you can paddle. Your fears are blown away as you are carried forward. You become one with the wind and the waves and gain a courageous joy that takes you to the other side of the bay, completing your sea adventure. As your canoe is rocketed to the shore, you raise your paddle in gratitude to those strong winds for the ride of your life. It is only when you put your feet back on land that you look back and feel the strength of that invisible but powerful wind and start shaking in your water shoes. Perhaps a life believing and trusting in God, Creator, Spirit, and Son, is much like this. As soon as Jesus and the disciples finished gathering up the breadcrumbs and the fish heads from the meal they just served to thousands of people, he tells them to get in the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the lake. In typical liturgical fashion, Jesus stands at the door of the church after the communion service to say goodbye to everyone who participated in the meal. In not so typical fashion, he told his servers to get in the canoe and paddle across Patricia Bay just as the sun has disappeared over the Malahat. He tells them he will catch up with them later on the shore of Mill Bay. Jesus, the MC, put the finishing touches on his feeding of the 5,000 event and sent everyone downhill so he could go uphill to pray. His plans continue to go just as he envisioned. How he will catch up with the disciples without a boat seems not to be an issue for him. He needs a break, though, and a chance to debrief with God. He trusts that his staff will do what he says and go ahead of him, traveling to their next venue and setting up before he arrives. But his crew isn't driving a 12-seater van with headlights, but paddling a boat across dark waters, reflecting a dark sky without any lights. Even more, Jesus is deliberately sending them off to face strong winds. Jesus does to them what was done to him when the Spirit blew him into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. Strong winds propelled him into a lonely, fearful place where he had to face his calling, his identity, and his relationship to God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Could it not be that his alone time with God on the mountain praying in the dark reminded him of this experience? The breath of the mighty Holy Spirit had propelled him into a time of testing his faith, deepening his awareness and knowledge of who he was and what he was meant to do with his life, and coming out of it all with confidence and courage that the angels were not a mirage, that the enemy really did visit him, trying to frighten him to death, and that the Spirit was in the wind. Jesus, the MC, must have known that the communion service that just took place downhill had to end with him sending out the disciples, sending them into the world to deepen their faith and courage and end up doing what he has done, be what he has been, so others can learn that God is out there on the great big sea. Early in the morning, before there is barely any light to navigate by, Jesus decides to stop praying and walk down the mountain, across the shore, up on the waves, to go then to his disciples struggling in their wind-battered canoe. All is chaos, like the time before God separated the waters from the sky. The men cannot see the difference between sea, sky, and land. They paddle with little sense of direction or hope. Everything around them is indistinct and fused into a hazy mist where forms have no shape, except in their imagination. Out of this tohu vabohu, Hebrew for formlessness and emptiness, comes a voice. The same voice of the Creator who called into existence the sea and spoke the words that brought light into existence as well. The voice of the Creator's Son. He says, "It is I, take heart, do not be afraid." For he knew they were imagining a ghost, an apparition come to do them harm, like a beast rising up from the deep, taking the shape of dangerous strong winds. His words, formed from his real presence, were like a light. Jesus was a real presence, riding the wings of the wind to lift them up and carry them forward to safe harbor. Peter wants to believe that it is him, as he says he is, one come from God to give courage and power to walk on the sea and be with him where he is. But when he notices the strong wind, his heart sinks and with it his feet. We see Peter, the rock upon whom the church was to be built, and see ourselves. Strong winds of disbelief and fear cause us to falter and sink with Peter. He did not roll out these events on his own. The Spirit was blowing courage and faith into his followers so they would realize that Jesus is always near to lift them up and draw them together in a boat called the church that will not sink. Equally, the strong winds can make us run away in fear and give up believing that this man drawing near on the chaotic, frightful seas of life is real, and can help us not only face reality, but find joy and meaning in it. Jesus is worth going after. Isaiah said to the people of God in a time of political, social, and environmental chaos, "But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." God calls to us from the turbulent political waters of today, saying, "I am here. Take heart. Do not be afraid." Psalm 104 also gives us courageous words meant to lift our spirits and deepen our resolve to believe in Jesus, the light in our dark, hazy days of forest fires and extreme heat. "Let all that I am praise the Lord. O Lord, my God, how great you are. You are robed with honor and majesty. You are dressed in a robe of light. You stretch out the starry curtain of the heavens and you lay out the rafters of your home in the clouds. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride upon the wings of the wind. The winds are your messengers. Flames of fire are your servants. These passages of Scripture, inspired by the breath of the Spirit, are the theological foundations meant to help us to understand what Jesus intended those first followers, and all who choose to follow him afterwards, to believe. He is not a ghost. Others will tell us that Jesus is an apparition, useless to us in all our crises, just a phantom unable to stop the strong winds and calm the waves. The strong winds meant to take us down are whispers that Jesus is but a myth, a legend, with no importance to the true realities we face today. We are buffeted by the unbelievable strong winds determined to jump over ravines and consume our weak faith like fast-moving forest fires. Popularism and secularism and all sorts of political winds cause us to reel and sway and want to jump this ship called the body of Christ. Choosing to do so means abandoning the frightened believers paddling hard in the boat to keep it afloat. But we are called to ride on the wings of the wind and feel the thrill of the sea adventure together. This community of faith will not survive without each one of us responding personally to Jesus' invitation to draw near and be not afraid. Not be afraid of the things people say about God, about us, and about faith in the Creator, Spirit, and Son. Jesus said to Peter, "You of little faith, why do you doubt?" Jesus says it to me, to you. "You of little faith, why do you doubt?" Go to him who draws near in the face of the strong winds of today's world. Go to the world to invite others to do the same. We know that Jesus intercedes for us from heaven. Just as he prayed from the mountain for the disciples he sent ahead of him, knowing the winds were picking up, he prays for us. We know that Jesus calls us to walk with him in the cross currents of our culture's ways of denying his existence and his importance. We believe that just as with the disciples, we are sent at the end of the communion service to go walk on water and ride the waves without fear. Even more so, we come to see and believe that he sends us out to invite others to hear him say, "It is I. Take heart. Do not be afraid." That is all we need to do. Invite, for he will take care of the rest, pulling any who come to him and have a sinking feeling that they can't survive. Amen.